Three, two, one, go.
Good morning, Eastern Panhandle. It's November 21st. It's Tuesday, a couple of days before Thanksgiving. And we have your host and original dusty-footed philosopher, Mr. John Case. I forgot his name. Hey, by Diesel. The way, everybody, welcome to the Moose Church Cafe. And this show Diesel. Is currently not sponsored. Our call-in line is 304-885-0708. That's 304-885-0708. How's everybody doing? Good morning.
Why would you put Diesel in your car?
I don't know.
Exactly. Why? Why would you put a tiger in your tank? Why would you put a tiger in?
I'm starting to get a little frustrated.
Why would you put a tiger in your tank?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
There's a few tanks that need tigers out there.
Well, and why would you step out of the shower naked into your business meeting with your employees?
Because it arose by any other name.
It's a pile of shit. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, a loyal listener to the program has requested that we perhaps find a word for the F-bomb that is a little more child-friendly, since some people listen while they're getting their children ready for school.
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah. Woof, woof. Anyway, so, and they have a rule. I got a call from them yesterday. They have a rule that if one of them says a bad word, they have to give their mother one of their pieces of chocolate or candy. And if mother says a bad word, she has to give them candy. There's a counter-incentive thing going on here. I'm not sure game theory would completely approve, but anyways.
Well, I think there's I certainly appreciate the interest and appreciate the fandom, and I can't make any promises on
I know but I said we'll
try.
We'll try. Yeah, I think
certainly I was trying to come up with a thing called creative non-cursing.
Right.
Where you say something that sounds very much like, you know, shut the front door.
That was my caller's suggestion, and to find, you're a Ford.
Yeah. Ford.
What is that? Found on the road dead. Found on the road dead. Ford.
Yeah. Ford you.
Go drive a Ford.
Yes, you mother Forder.
You Forder. Oh yeah, there's a Ford in my suit.
Behold, we have great replacement words.
I know.
The show with the best replacement. They're the best replacement curse words I have ever heard.
Now here's an interesting thing. Trump is against AT&T taking CNN.
That's his thing about CNN.
Yeah, but now, what does it say? It says something that maybe I didn't know about AT&T.
Well, they're trying to also, too, they're pressuring Time Warner to drop AT&T, which is just, an administration shouldn't be involved in that crap.
Or drop AT&T or drop CNN.
Time Warner has CNN, and they're encouraging them to drop CNN.
Yeah, but then why would AT&T be? They want the media outlet. That's why they're buying
it,
obviously.
Right. So then the whole deal doesn't make sense.
So I think AT&T.
But nothing makes sense anymore, man. Nothing.
Now
okay?
Wait. My wife has a kind of a Game of Thrones theory here, or Karl Marx, or somebody. I don't know. Anyway. You have these different groups of capital, billionaire circles, right, that are not all in accord and that are in competition with each other to some extent, like the high tech and the Northwest and this energy, natural resource-based thing, and then the real estate people and the crooked Wall Streeters that are friends of Trump, and you got the... And then you got other... You got a lot of things going on, right? And agribusiness.
Lots of things going on, lots of deals.
Yeah, but these people don't all agree, and you know, and it may be that there are some that really don't agree with Trump, and maybe something I didn't know. Maybe AT&T is, because see, you know, if you put some money behind CNN, the same kind of money that Murdoch put behind Fox, you might, you know, there could be, you know, all these big billionaire groups, they want their own media outlets, right? Because everybody's himself.
Because of messaging, because it becomes more about messaging than the actual content.
It's a struggle for, and it's a struggle for political power. These media outlets are determined.
Right. I mean, look at the contrasting decision making here. Okay, that's all I ask you to do, just for a second. Take a look at what they're doing with regards to Time Warner, okay?
Yeah.
Now let's back up a little bit and put our focus on the Sinclair broadcasting decision.
Right, which is going in the other
direction.
Because
they're allowing Sinclair to just run roughshod over.
Right, right. See, there's a power struggle over media that's shaping up big
time. Well, they're prepping, to me, this looks like they're prepping Sinclair to become Breitbart. Looks to me like they're more interested in Sinclair Broadcasting catapulting out into the lead with regards to
ultra-right horse shit
broadcast.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm way off on this, but I don't think I am.
No, I think if you're going to, you know, eat a safe breakfast here at the cafe this morning, you probably ought to expect that these guys, that there is a Game of Thrones power struggle going on amongst the big billionaires. And I don't know whether...
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, really?
Does that surprise you?
No, I mean, I like to, you know, you see sort of more direct evidence of it now in the kind, because
right.
Trump's such
sure.
a jerk,
yeah,
you know.
It's a little bit... what I would call painfully obvious.
And it's uncivil, right? Because things seem to be coming apart.
Right, because there's a lack of agreement on both sides.
And everybody's going, it's
both
every man for himself.
It. You know they do. Both sides do it. Both sides.
You have
both
your sides. Media outlet, I'm going to get three of mine, you know. I ain't
Which
no
I assume
cheap billionaire.
There are good people on both sides.
How would he know?
I don't think he knows.
But I certainly don't know how he would know about people on the other side much, you know. But on the other hand, he snaked his way into this deal, and he so far has not been. We're waiting for Mueller. I guess everyone's waiting for Mueller. I don't know. Yeah, I hope that and the Russia thing to somehow bring him down.
Well, there is some late word on that situation.
Aha!
Just a little bit. There is apparently some issue that has to do with other countries other than Russia. There are some issues that have come up that have to do with some damn serious problems.
What we're in some bunch of these billionaires have been financing ISIS. We're going to find out.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, honestly, that wouldn't surprise me. But you know, it's not that so much as it. And my this is just my speculation. So don't come at me with. I'm speculating that there is a possibility that they are a little bit more involved with the Saudis than people were previously led to believe.
Ooh, I like that.
So that's just, and again, it's
who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
It's just me speculating that Jared Kushner got some splaining to do.
Oh, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jared's a Lucy. I mean, would Lucy creep out Cheney? I don't think so.
Someone was saying on Stephanie Miller, which I often reference because I listen to the show and I'm a Uber fan. I'm what they call a Steph head. But what she was indicating on her, and Dana Eagle, who is just a tremendous young stand-up young lady, just terrific, funny,
And I give her so much credit because she's got so much guts. She actually will write jokes that she's just forming, and then she'll say them on the air. Nobody does that. Nobody.
Wow.
You know, so that's some real guts there. But they were saying that Jared Kushner is very similar to Trey Gowdy, and each one of them look as if they're not completely formed yet.
Oh, you mean like the mold was? They should have been baked a little longer. They needed to be baked a little more.
Yeah.
He was taken out before he was done.
There's an incomplete formation of a human.
Right. You know, it's like biting into a piece of bread that should have been, not quite there, man.
Right. This is not.
Got a yeasty made. There. Sorry.
Yeah. I
like the yeasty part.
So much credit for, you know, being that creative, because if you look at it, you're like, oh, damn, they're right.
Right.
There's something wrong with that guy's head. Oh man.
So well,
we have a certainly there's a great deal of work that needs to continue to be done. And I'm not going to say that we can't do it. As you and I have indicated on several occasions on this show and in other media, that this is going to be a very heavy and difficult lift. But it can be done.
Yeah.
You know, it certainly can be done. There is no question about it.
By the way, Haitians and Hondurans, get the Ford out.
Yes. Get out! Get him out of here!
Puerto Ricans, get in your Ford and die.
What the hell? What?
There's some New York Times reporter that's been also accused of misconduct. He's going to get fired.
Yeah, he's actually been suspended.
Okay.
The
new FCC is going to completely repeal net neutrality.
This is a serious backlash for, I think, one, seeing this guy be elected. Women are tired of this bullshit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry. I apologize. But they're tired of this absolute baloney. They're tired of being treated the way they've been treated. It's certainly not fair. And nor is it normal. There's nothing. It's kind of like this administration. There's nothing normal about it.
Things are coming apart, man. I don't think it's surprising.
They're a lot tired of being.
It's coming apart.
Ladies are tired of being treated this way, and men, just knock it off.
I know, but by the way, I want to tell you right now. This is going to be. This is a thing that can be easily played both ways.
I know. That's the thing that can become quite scary. I hesitate to say that the woman at the fair who, brought up that she was grasped on her hindquarters by Al Franken, I don't know. I simply don't know. I'm not going to... I think she deserves to be able to be heard, but I think Senator Franken also deserves to be heard because he came out so apologetically. Of course, his first apology was kind of crappy, but his second one was, look, you know...
We're assuming we know what happened, okay?
Investigate me. Yeah. You know, he came out and said, look,
I think that's the important thing right there is to find out the truth.
The other aspect of that no one's, really talking about is with regards to this young lady who has said that, Franken did this. This is just pure speculation. Again, don't jump on me about this, but it certainly seems to be convenient that she moved to Texas with her husband and they both support Trump, and he was there taking the selfie. He was there with his wife. So, I don't know. Now, that, to me, seems a lot more convenient.
Raises questions.
Story than the awfulness that's been perpetrated on the women of Alabama by Roy Moore.
Well, I know. But of course, the minute, it's kind of like, you know, I understand that the water in your coffee is polluted. You don't mind if I pee a little bit in it, do you? That actually happened once in the negotiations with the Irving Paper Company.
All right, let's move on.
Anyway, so, but my point is that if you're guilty of just a little bit of sexual harassment, I mean, that's, it's still now, you know, the river's poisoned. Okay,
yeah,
so
it's already, yeah.
Although if it's a setup, that's where that's the problem. See, okay, what is a little bit of sexual harassment? And then what is somebody, you know, who gets paid or gets compensated in some fashion by the other side wants to paint both sides with the there's not going to be any shortage of liberal shitheels, frankly, okay, in terms of matter, okay.
No,
you know, you're going to keep finding some if you want
delusions of grandeur about that. I think that's going to be
and so politically it becomes weird
bad, and I would venture a thought that there's a possibility that it could be even worse.
I mean, for example, unless something, you know, until certainty is reached, I mean, I'm certainly against Al Franken resigning from Congress. I do not think he should. And I mean, I'm
no,
obviously,
no,
if he's
the other thing too is I said this. All you saw when the story came out was this story all of a sudden knocks everything else off the front page.
Yeah, Judge Roy Bean, you know, still screwing his bear, you know.
Judge Roy Moore.
I'm going to use, since I want to make some references that are speculative, I may occasionally refer to Judge Roy Bean and his bear.
I know, dude. I know where you're going, but I'm just, because there's so much inaccuracy in what I report.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just take one show and keep me busy the whole next week.
You know,
reevaluating exactly what.
Here's the advice to our listeners: if you want to measure how much accuracy is in the conversation reported here on the Moose, in the Moose Turd Cafe in the morning, what you have to think about is that, you know, when you're looking at the surface of the river as it's flowing downstream, okay, you may think that the river is, you know, your idea of the accurate description of the river may be one thing, and it may be different from ours, but you got to understand it. We're swimming down in the bottom of the river, and it's different on the bottom than on the top.
Very much so.
So the cafe perspective accuracy is
it's dark and dank and ugly.
It's right, and it's
we've never
right.
heard of.
No blue sky, man, hardly. So
blue sky, man.
This is Mordor. You don't get a blue sky in Mordor, do you? You know, but
what's that? It's a weapon. The master wants it for the war.
Yeah, right.
Get back in line, you scum!
It's like, you know, I don't understand the fraternity of orcs. Where's the bond? Where's the special bond?
Well, John.
Eating meat? Occasionally each other?
We haven't had any meat for 3 stinking days. Hey, what about them? They look tasty.
No eating them.
Yeah. See what I mean? That was Merry and Pippin, wasn't it? That was about to get eaten. They were about to be eaten.
What about their legs? They don't need their legs.
They don't need their legs.
What about their legs? They don't need their legs.
That's right. That's a good one. You know. Well, you know, you have it's like your orc is actually friendlier than the orcs in the movie, actually.
No. No, that's just the
little dude.
Inability. It's the inability to actually give you the full nastiness of the impression while I'm at a microphone rather than on a telephone.
Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, yeah.
The full nastiness of it will be,
will be imminent.
When the cafe is completed, my friend.
It's chapter and verse, man.
Full bore, the whole nine. The kitchen's done. Dr. Lecter can roam freely.
I know, right.
Behold the power of the Moose Ted.
So it looks to me right now as if so far McConnell's thing is holding. I have only Republican I've heard come out and say they will not do it is the Ron Johnson from Wisconsin. The rest of them have expressed concerns.
Flake has come out and said he's not going to support it.
Has he said that? I saw an article in the Times yesterday that questioned that. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's two. Well, then I don't see how it's going to pass.
And Susan Collins has a real problem with it.
Well, and what about McCain? What has he said?
Is he already ill?
He may be already ill, frankly.
Yeah, there's a thing that
that disease moves very fast.
People seeking treatment call that, and that is called, unfortunately, as hard as it is to describe, and I don't mean anything disparaging against Senator McCain, but they call that chemo brain.
Yeah.
And there is some empirical evidence as to why it's called that, and certainly as someone who knows someone that has this,
Both knew Bill Chakravitis. That was exactly what happened to him.
Right. It really there's a wear and tear there that not a lot of people are aware of.
I would expect that his ability to function is limited. Okay, I mean, it depends on how fast the disease progresses, but
right, always,
The
speed at which it progresses, but also too, there's a.
Well, the chemo brain probably won't keep him from participating.
Depending upon, the length of the and duration and veracity of the chemo, certainly you start getting into the high 20s, low 30s with your chemo treatment. My brother is someone who has experienced that. A large number of
and
also a specialized treatment.
Well, anyway, so we don't know how McCain's going to go, right? Yeah.
No, and that's a good point. I don't think Lisa Murkowski is saying that she doesn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, well, just because she's not comfortable doesn't. I mean, I think that McConnell is trying to draw a hard line party wise.
It hasn't been passed yet.
Okay. So anyway, I hope not. I think I don't think there's any. I've given up pretty much on to be tell you on Capito. I mean, she's completely full of you know what. Here in the cafe,
I'm
sorry.
Consumer of this type of breakfast.
She's despicable. Her whole conduct in this is. Capable of getting through breakfast.
My word out here.
It's
early in the morning, but I'm deeply offended that you're disparaging the esteemed senator who I happen to be good friends with. Make West Virginia great again.
No, I don't think so.
Well, we're going to do it, because I got... hold on a second. I got you.
This is great West Virginia right here we're listening to. Yeah, this is the number two jackass in the country. Governor Jim M. Justice.
I gotta get up on
trying to take a dump. He just he can't. It's just. Oh man. Uh oh. Here we go. Death in the bathroom again. Governor Jim M. Justice.
Thanksgiving. I gotta.
Oh man, you're not gonna make it through. You are. They're gonna eat you at the cafe here. I don't know whether Dr. Lecter. He could probably feed an army for a month with you. Let's get him in the grinder, okay? Can we, is some way to get the governor in the grinder?
What? What's that about?
I want to get the governor in the grinder. I want Dr. Lecter to fix to serve him up.
Hold on one second. I got to call you back.
Okay, call me back. Okay, woof, woof, woof. Anyway, here we are in the Moose Turd Cafe. Well, it's been a lively morning so far. oh boy, here's a great editorial from the New York Times. I love this, and it's a quote: Gary Cohn, President Trump's chief economic advisor, knows who will get the last laugh if the estate tax is repealed. And he says, well, only morons pay the estate tax. Oh, my God. As he raised estate taxes rates to find work programs during the Great Depression, Franklin Roosevelt said, the transmission from generation to generation of vast fortunes by will, inheritance, or gift is not consistent with the ideals and sentiments of the American people. But it is plenty consistent with the ideals and sentiments of President Trump, who began lying about the merits of an estate tax repeal on the day he began the tax overhaul effort. To protect millions and millions of small businesses, the American farmer, we are finally into the crushing, horrible, unfair estate tax, or it is often referred to as the death tax. See? Anyway. Anyway, it's about the top 0.2%. Not the top 1%, pay most of the estate tax. Estimated to be the subject of this tax this year. So you got, people who are already millionaires. Anyway, we've got. Hello, you must be back.
Mike expresses his sincere apology coming up on the top of the hour here at the Moose Turd Cafe with the original Dusty Put Philosopher and host, Mr. Jack Case. That's November 21st, y'all, 2 days away from Thanksgiving. Our call-in line here at the Moose Turd Cafe is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. Like I said, it's just coming past the top of the hour, 7 a.m., everybody. Wakey-wakey.
Sure. Wakey-wakey. I was just going through the... Who's going to benefit from this job-killing Obama rule that wants to tax the estates of millionaires?
Who? Obama? What?
Well, now, Obama, currently there's an estate tax. I think the threshold is $600,000 or something.
Right.
Okay. And above that, but, you know, so the people who are going to be relieved of that ability now by the Trump proposal, the new tax plan, are the top 0.2%.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there's, I mean, we're talking about, and you know, almost all of that, even half of that, is paid again by the top 0.1%.
Mr. Case, may I say something?
Yes, Dr. Lecter, I think it's time for you to weigh in, quote unquote, on this.
I wanted to say that for all my recipes for Thanksgiving, please contact the Moose Turd Cafe.
Oh.
And by the way, inside that turkey, you will not believe what I've done with the stuff.
I'm hoping that I don't have to identify the stuffing.
I'll tell you, man, I wouldn't eat that turkey.
Bill, hey, man, thanks for calling in, buddy.
I wouldn't, you're the only guy I talk to anymore. So.
I know, you've got...
All these other folks are kind of,
You're hiding out, man.
Put me to the side because of the situations, I found myself in. You're
hiding out, man. You're hiding out, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, I'm not necessarily hiding out so much as people just don't want to talk to me anymore.
Oh, Bill.
I'm just going to continue to help my foundation and support me.
Your foundation may, it looks like Trump's going to try to put your foundation out of business.
First thing he's got to do is apparently close his own doors there, and apparently some of the investigators in New York are not going to let him do that.
Yeah.
That should be doggone interesting, is what I'm saying.
Are you ready to comment on whether or not Trump is a Russian agent?
I'm not going to go full bore on that, but he certainly has some ties to some some pretty ornery characters. We got ourselves a situation here, Mr. Casey. I think you're doing a good job of staying on top of it with some... I understand your frustration, believe me.
Okay, yes. Well, listen.
I got to head on out because Hillary's ready to go for a walk in the woods, and that's what we do, man.
So, all right. When you get down there in the woods, man.
Listen, if I don't come back, it's been fun.
Okay, buddy. I got you, man.
Bye.
Thanks. That's him walking over the hill. Stand in for President of the United States.
That was kind of scary if I don't come back.
If I don't come back. Yeah, man.
Foreboding.
It's unbelievable. Well, so far, neither Obama nor Bernie Sanders has been tainted by the harassment explosion. We can be thankful for that so far. God knows what we'll find out next week.
I don't think you're going to find. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I don't know that you're going to find anything on the former president.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
I don't know. I don't know about Bernie. All of the situations he's found himself in, I'm sure it would be pretty easy for someone to influence someone to say something. Whether that's something now, because of this, I think, recent speculation about not just both of Al Franken's accusers. Not that, any of us are defending that, but we sure as hell are real quick to throw him completely under the bus.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Even though I'm pessimistic about his fortunes in the wave here, and that's just, on the other hand, I find you're going
to
have...
Hold on one second. My wife wanted to say something. What? Oh, God. I don't think they are, honey. I think that's their problem.
Yeah. Well, what's patience saying? What's patience saying?
Gift to women.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I know. There's that little bit of that. The Charlie, almighty.
Yeah.
Someone wants to watch me masturbate. Do they really?
I am so glad you guys called this board meeting because I'm a little backed up. So.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
What?
I just can't even get there. I mean, it's just the idea of such...
Announce the quarterlies. Announce the quarterlies. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I know. Well, but now, suppose we ended up now in a giant food fight about, left and right about who's over this, okay?
Right.
And... everybody, the rotten food and the shit hitting the fan spreads around.
Watch the language, Kate.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
I think we have to. We can't say in a moose turd cafe that shit is impossible. So,
I know.
We just can't. I'm sorry. I know. Anyway.
Kid, cover your ears.
So, Derek, you now have a situation in which. We live in a commercial society. Everyone has been involved in a commercial exchange their whole life to live, okay? And their relationships are now transparent, you know, because of all this internet hacking and everything like that. And right. So the personal versus public life is nearly erased in many cases. And now that becomes disqualifying for millions. Okay, in one way, I mean anybody, just about. And so I think it raises a question in my mind. How the doors of government are going to become more democratic? I mean, I'm not quite sure how we're whether we're. It's a sign of how rotten we are, but if it's just a sign of that, I mean, where's the fix? Where's the fix? You know,
sign of how rotten we are. I think it's a.
Where's the fix?
Also, I think it's a sign of probably fighting back against complete and utter misogynistic hypocrisy.
Well,
that's
true.
Been ingrained and institutionalized.
It has. It apparently has
for so many years.
It apparently has. I mean, I want to tell you that in my working life in the tech industry.
Ooh, I want to tell you, folks.
I didn't see that much of it.
I'm okay now, but last week I was in rough shape. You know,
I wasn't paying attention, maybe. Hey, Rodney, you're coming back from Act 3 of Our Town here. Thanks.
Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
You know,
respect. You know me. You know my doctor, Dr. Benny Bumbutz. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure I do. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's my junkie. I use him to buy a horse. By the way, you know, I've been checking Senator McConnell's barn.
I kind of figured there was something out there.
Yeah. I've been talking to your
horse. I was out near the barn, and I heard some noise and chickens from there.
Well, I know. I've been talking to your horses, and I've been asking them about whether there's been any sexual harassment, and they aren't saying yes or no yet.
Well, you just stay out of my barn. leave my horses alone.
Well, I think one of them.
This party is hyper-focused.
Well, one of them, when I approached, acted like she wanted to testify.
Helping the American people with this restructuring.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes, all right.
I'm going to just say that this is going to really jumpstart the slow-moving economy.
Man, this is going to give the whole economy a mint julep.
You'll see. And I'm tired.
I'll see what.
Coming on here and talking all this nonsense. I don't think I'm going to call your show anymore.
I think there's evidence that people have been assaulting your horses, fording your horses.
I don't know what that was all about, John. Really. It was confusing. Yeah.
Well, we got to get to, Senator McConnell is clearly involved somehow.
I don't think he likes you.
Well, I don't like him either.
Yeah, I don't either. And he's kind of snooty when he comes in the cafe. Never really orders anything.
No.
Except coffee. And then he doesn't leave a tip. And he's there for 2 hours. And he wastes the server's time, he wastes everyone's time, and people are getting paid, and they're expecting him to order something. He doesn't order anything. He's just a big pain, and then he tips, 13 cents. What a bastard.
13 cents. That's
creative
tip. That's kind of like token magic.
13 cents.
Token
always.
Magic. Something weird. Something bizarre. Something exceptional. Something remote.
We might have to have some security.
Distance at a influence at a distance. Yes.
Right, hey! I couldn't help but hear Mike say something about security. You know what I'm saying?
We need some here, pal. Man with no name. Okay, hi.
Hey, Tony! Turn it off! Hold on, Jack.
Why can't he keep it on? Why does he have to turn it off?
No, Tommy!
Tony Two Toes is a driver for Man with No Name.
It's Tommy today. It's Tommy.
Oh, hi, Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
Yeah,
oh, Tommy's.
Yeah, Tommy. Tommy the glutton. Tommy.
Is he a little overweight?
Yeah. I'm not bringing him in because, he's going to eat everybody else's mustard. You know what I'm saying?
Well, We have.
I've never seen anybody eat so much gabagoo. You know what I'm saying?
In these times, we do have a lot of backup turds.
This guy makes a triple friggin' sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, every day you should see what Governor Jim Injustice does in this cafe.
I think
it's unbelievable.
Having Tommy and that big fat ass governor here is having, you know, him and, you know, they eat at the same place Crisco eats.
Oh, Crisco.
Friggin' slippery ass, fat ass, Christy Crisco, that guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's him and...
It's unbelievable. I'm saying it's unbelievable. When I tell you it's unbelievable, it's unfreaking believable. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
You're the authority.
Listen, yeah. I got to head out. I got to be somewhere that somebody doesn't want me to be, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there and do my job. So, listen, I just had a chance to call in and say, tell everybody out there, have a good Thanksgiving. Yeah, listen, if you need something done, you know, sometimes accidents happen. I got to go.
Man with no name? Sounds like some sort of underground assassin is.
Things will be done.
Has a personal driver, however.
Not necessarily in a Jason Statham sort of way.
Yeah, he's not. He seems. Why did he change his driver? For some reason? We don't know.
Well, I don't know. There's Tony Two Toes and Tommy the Glutton so far. Okay,
Tommy the Glutton. Oh, yeah. Tommy the Glutton and Tony Two Toes. All right.
I don't know why Tommy's a glutton. I don't get it. From all appearances, he looks kind of like a normal guy. But I don't question anything that guy says or does, because I would rather he just leave.
Hey, guess who has finally gotten down and taken care of the fuel rods that... released all that radiation at Fukushima. Remember
what?
10 years ago? Robots.
What?
They now have robots that are down there doing the work on the...
fuel rods.
On the fuel rods, yeah.
Wow.
Amazing, huh? That was a real stimulus to get your robot working. You know, so, well, we can't send any
people... robots, Mr. Case.
Oh, it's...
This is Mark Zuckerberg calling your show.
Well...
Myself
Welcome.
And my team Welcome. Have decided to disable your Facebook account. It is far too offensive for children. Goodbye.
All right. That was Mark Zuckerberg's avatar. He appears occasionally on our program.
Avatar just is nothing of calling us. I mean, talk about a PR campaign. Wow.
Now, how about this? Okay. You are Mike Diesel of the 21st century.
Yeah?
And you are able to record everything that you're doing. You know, you have a 24-hour selfie all the time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Including everything you've typed and written, drawn, blah, 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 blah.
I don't want to see that.
Okay. But now, when you die... You have the equivalent of an avatar that can live forever. Because that's the AI concept right there.
Can I borrow a line from a Queen song on
yes.
the album? It's Kind of Magic.
Yes.
It was written specifically
yes.
for the Highlander.
Okay.
Who wants to live forever? Who wants to live forever? I don't.
Highlander. Okay. You'd rather go
another
out
another time, Highlander.
You'd like to go after after Ramirez.
Nuns, no sense of humor.
The Kurgan.
Happy Halloween, ladies.
You know, you got that one down. You got the Kurgan down, buddy.
Forgive me, Father. I am a worm.
I love that one, man. The Kurgan.
Clancy
oh,
Brown,
boy.
Man.
Highlander. Well, that's a...
Remember
now, there's a...
Murdoch.
That's a...
The boy is mine.
Right. You know, that's a little bit part... Now, my son is... His generation, right, is really into that. That mythology... That's like part of their mythology, right?
Right.
Big time.
Right.
You know, is the Highlander mythos. Because I think there was...
There'll be no burning here today! Can you walk, man?
But I'll bloody well walk out of here.
Because there are like four or five sequels, right? Or something like that that came
well,
out.
Well, they're really each
a whole TV series came out of it.
Next.
Yeah, I mean, it had a pretty long thread.
The second one was a paycheck one for Sean Connery. It was a...
Yeah.
You know, the first one he did on, you know, I think a backloaded deal, and we'll see where it goes. But it did have the distinction in its second life. Along came VHS, and it became one of the number one rentals. I remember this.
Yeah.
At Arrow's and Blockbuster, the first 2 years they were open.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Which is fascinating. I mean, I watched it. I watched it with my friends.
Me too.
You know, I'm sick like that. But I liked the cinematography in it. Like, there's a scene where they go from sunglasses on the ground in a parking lot to, you know, 400 years before.
Yeah.
When the clans are fighting.
Right.
You know, I am Connor MacLeod from the Clan MacLeod.
No. I mean, it's and there's a lot of cool scenes that you know. Remember the early American duel?
I don't know that you use a Frenchman to star as a Scot.
But remember the duel where the guy keeps winning and killing him, but he can't kill him. You know.
Right.
That was a sir. Right. Are you ready? Is your honor satisfied? That's insane.
I apologize for calling your wife a bloated warthog, and I bid you a good day.
Yeah, and, I know that scene well.
Yeah, right. Anyway,
you must have missed him, sir. You must have missed him.
Charles,
is that you?
Highlander's all drunk and getting shot over and over again.
That's right.
Oh, good try, sir. His assistant's like patting him. Good try, sir. Wiping off his...
I love that scene.
Get away from me.
So, you know, and it's obviously part of your mythology. Okay, so, I mean, you know, it's interesting how that passed.
Right, I think it was, you know, and it, interestingly enough, it became a TV show, of which ran in the afternoons right when my father got off work. So, I can't remember his brother's name, but his brother was the star of the show. Not Connor, but yeah. Connor's brother, who also became a Highlander.
Right, that's right. And they had a TV series after that was part of that, right? I mean,
I love the cops, the New York City cops, because the detectives reminded me of detectives.
Yeah,
vivid characters like the old detectives. You know, interrogate him, and he's like, hey, you get over to Jersey much, Nash? Not if I can help it. Well, a Polish national named Baselnik was killed over there the other night. Any sword dealer from Hudson Street could tell you that. Hey, you know what this is? A sword. This is a Toledo Salamanca broadsword. Worked about $2 million. I'm like, wow. I'm like, someday... I want to play that guy. Everybody else is concentrated on playing the Highlander or the Kurgan. Not me. No. I want to be the schlub, about to retire New York City detective that just doesn't give a shit anymore. That's what I want to play. You know, your goals change.
By the way, they just released a study. They reviewed it in the Times that... It's of the classics, and it's a data survey, includes a data survey of all of the bad events that arose from the gods and various conquests and contests that were, you know, bad things that happened to Greek, early and middle Greek civilization, right? And so, and it turns out that the biggest problem, 93%, was Zeus not keeping it in his pants. And here we are.
Mm-hmm.
3,000, maybe 4,000 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this problem.
Mm-hmm. You have the manners of a goat.
smell like a donkey. And you have no knowledge whatsoever of your potential. Now, get out!
Well,
sorry, I had to throw a Connery in there. I had to.
That was a good Connery. I like Sean.
Not bad. It's okay.
Now, I think Connery is a... I think his career is interesting. I've always loved him. You know, I mean, I know he's probably a jerk at some level, but
people have. I mean, he had a really good, solid post-career after Bond.
Yeah,
you know, and I think you know, even Roger Moore did too.
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I think they did. Yeah, he had some interesting roles. I mean, he got the whole thing with Indiana Jones. You know, he got a big shot on one of those, right? And
man, yeah, playing his dad.
Yeah, and great. He did a good job with it, right? I mean, he's not a bad actor, actually. I think everyone in the early days, you know, thought that, oh, he was just, you know, he had good looks and that was it. And maybe that was how he started out. But he learned the trade, you know, so.
Well, I will say that a lot of, in my growing up, a lot of women, they had surveys about men without hair. And, you know, on top, who are some of the sexiest, and they would always say, well, that's Sean Connery. Something about that guy.
Yeah. He was like a model for a lot of it, you know. I don't know. He learned some acting skills after the Bond thing was done.
Well, the funny thing, I think he was in a military movie where he talked about how, I'm going to kick your ass, but I'm only going to use my left thumb, because the right one is far too powerful.
Oh, I remember that. That was in Paradise, the one with...
Really,
San Francisco cop who played the
guy that
does NCIS now. He was the co-star in that film, and Meg Ryan was in it. Remember?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The guy that played quarterback at USC.
Yeah.
Harmon.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
Harmon, I think his last name. Really good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon. Yeah, right. Really good actor.
Anyway, so yeah, they play, it's a mystery story. It's really a murder mystery. I think Connery plays an officer on the military grounds that was in charge of police or something like that. I don't know.
The police investigator.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah,
I think he might have been retired in the situation called for him to come out of retirement.
But Meg Ryan character was his daughter, you know.
Right.
And the detective had formerly been a subordinate to. Her father.
Right.
You know, we have the movies down, man. We have the Keith Tangs here on the Moose Jaw Cafe. Make some memories. Make some memory lane. We go back.
Lewis Black's bit. Remember the guy that did the thing that we didn't like, and then he did another thing, and we liked him again?
Yeah!
That guy!
Yeah.
Remember? No, the other, not that guy. The other guy with the girl that had the hair. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
No.
We'll try to keep that to a minimum, everybody.
I watched, I thought you'd be proud of me, I watched a movie that you would probably like.
What's that?
We TiVo's movies off of, occasionally, if you have DirecTV, they'll give you a free for you for like 3 days.
Yeah.
So we look at movies that we haven't seen, and I saw Mechanic Resurrection.
What?
With Mechanic Jason Statham and Jessica Alba.
Oh, that's a new mechanic. What's up? That's because
it's not new, John. It's from
second,
about
third down,
ago.
Four.
Not new.
But there was an original one called Mechanic that Jason
the
did.
The Mechanic, yeah, the Mechanic with Harvey Keitel.
The guy that played in 310 to Yuma.
Man. But Statham is, you know, you get past the violence and you look at the just the pure fighting skills alone. Reminds you very much of, you know, in close jiu-jitsu type of movement.
Yeah, he seems like he knows what he's doing. I don't know, like one of those guys that did train.
Yeah, he was talking about in an interview how he has... how much work he has to do to get in shape for any of his roles now.
Get older.
And he took it a lot for granted. And he's just kind of like one of those athletes who was pretty physically capable as a much younger man, and then his years started to, his years of enjoying and indulging caught up with him fast.
Yeah.
And he kind of, in his interview, he admittedly said, you know, I had to quit all my vices. He goes, now occasionally I will go back to them, but that's 2 years in between films.
Yeah.
So he give himself that good 6 months getting ready to get back.
Yeah, he really, but he carved out an action kind of hero role for himself.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he's played good guys. He's played bad guys. He's been.
Yeah, I saw one where he was the bad guy. Chaos, I think it was called.
He's really, really kind of stepped it up as far as action films go. And, you know, I mean, the guy that was really good at that over the last 15 years or 20 years has been Liam Neeson.
That's right. He's done the same thing.
He's a bigger badass than Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
A particular set of skills.
Right. He did the whole...
Taken one,
series.
Two, and three.
Yeah. And...
he wasn't going to do the two, but then they backed up the money truck.
Well, then there was also... He did one called that was based on an old Lawrence Mistyster in New York City detective...
Well, he has a film
story,
out.
Dark, very dark story about a serial killers. You know, he.
There was a movie that was out recently, as last year that he was in, and I think it's called The Commuter. I think.
Yeah,
The Commuter, where he is on a train, and most of the action takes place on the train. So I actually am interested in seeing that. I like Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I think he does a good job with the action stuff. You know.
Sure.
He's good. Yeah. I have a particular set of skills, right?
It's interesting, you know.
I'll hunt you down.
I like
to kill you.
But I think even he, at this point, is going to start. He's even said he wants to start taking roles in more dialogue-driven. You know.
Yeah.
More storyline-driven.
Well, yeah. I mean, you'd like to be.
He can afford to. I mean, he's
right. Okay.
He'll never want for money.
I mean, he's got a market out there, so people as long. But on the other hand, if you've gotten sort of hooked on him as an action star, and then he starts doing comedies again, then.
Well, he actually appeared in a role in some. What did I see recently? Some movie as that character from Taken. And it was like where he rents something.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of toy or something. They show him renting it and questioning the person.
Yeah.
And saying things like, are you sure that this is going to work for my children? Because if it doesn't, I'll be back here. And you're not going to like it if I come back.
Yeah, right.
And he comes back with a toy and he's all beat to shit. He's bleeding. I told you, you wouldn't like it if I came back. Just to demonstrate, you know, that he has a pretty good sense of humor, you know?
Yeah, he should, yeah.
I can't remember what film it was. But, yeah. And I also had a chance, and I wanted to say this, to sample a movie that I was looking forward to seeing, and it was directed by Jordan Peele of Key & Peele, and I certainly understand the movie and its success. I just wasn't as big of a fan of the movie as a lot of other people were. It's called Get Out.
I haven't seen it.
And it's a horror film about an African-American, young African-American gentleman who's dating a white girl.
Yeah.
And she does not tell her family that he is African-American prior to them driving up into the woods. And Bradley Whitford plays the father of the daughter.
Right.
And it's creepy. It's actually quite creepy. But I understand it.
Jiminy.
It's just one of those, I can't tell you about it, or it'll just reveal everything. You just have to see it. It's based on some stories and preconceived notions. But I did like the fact that there was an African-American guy that was finally in a horror film that was the hero of the movie. And survived.
Right.
And by the way, everybody, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here at the Moose Turd Cafe on a Tuesday. We're 2 days prior to Thanksgiving with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, who has to get on the road soon because the snow's coming in Vermont.
Hey.
Our call in mind is 304-885-0708. And occasionally, John is joined on the program by his,
my best buddy here, Mike Diesel, who's connected to the tiger in your tank.
And everyone, try to have a lovely Thanksgiving.
Are we done? We have to get done. We have to go. Yeah,
we
do have to get done because I have to get up. I have to get the truck up to get tires on it. You know, so.
Well, you know, it's.
I know. The days are bursting.
Remember, Thanksgiving is a little bit like a long trip that you take with your family in a closed space. You're only about 2 or 3 minutes away from, yeah, just what the hell does that mean? So, let's try to...
Right, I know, and it's going to be tough because you're going to be thinking of things you're thankful for, and then you're going to be finding logs in the road there running the opposite direction, and
right.
I mean, I'm thankful for what has not yet been stolen from me. But soon will be.
Well, honestly, I am thankful for my entire family. I am thankful for the friends that I still have. And I am thankful that my wife and I are upright. That we... are still existing and attempting every day to fight the good fight. And by the way, as soon as you sign off, call me back. Because I have an idea I need to run by you. This idea was actually asked of me for me to ask you directly.
Okay. Well, let me. I'll do that. No, I'll give you a call. All right, man. Okay.
So, sign off for now. Everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving and try. I know it's going to be hard this year, especially this year more than others, but try. It's a test. Try to be loving.
All right. Take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next.